Welcome to Australian Women Preach, a podcast that aims to raise women's voices in preaching the gospel. Our intention is to model the church we want to be, inclusive, diverse, and welcoming. Brought to you by WATAC, Women and the Australian Church, and The Grail in Australia. Alison Ryan is a member of the Mission Enhancement Team in the Diocese of Parramatta, working to support parishes and local Catholic communities in pastoral leadership and faith formation. Alison discovered her love of learning and teaching with the Bible while studying with Jewish rabbis in Jerusalem. This led her to complete a Bachelor of Theology at Australian Catholic University. Alison is a lifelong learner who loves talking all things faith and life.
Hello, everyone. It is good to be here, and it is good to be with you all, wherever you are, as you're listening to this podcast. I'm coming to you today from Darug Country, which covers most of Western Sydney, and I am very conscious of the gift that it is to work, live, and serve on this land. I'm also conscious of the gift it is to share this reflection with you all as we continue our walk through Lent, a walk that is calling us deeper and deeper into the very heart of our Christian faith. And the gospel this week from John chapter 12 is asking a lot of us as our Lenten journey is drawing us ever closer to Holy Week. These final days of preparation are a sacred time that we are asked to walk ever more closely with Jesus as his disciples, to contemplate more deeply his arms outstretched, embracing our world and drawing all to himself, but in a way that seems quite counterintuitive when you really think about it. You see, Jesus wants to save the world by dying. Now, I know that we've read the book, and from our vantage point in history, we might say it's obvious that the salvation of the whole world would come through God's self-giving love, a love that overcomes death by voluntarily entering into death. But I have to imagine that the first disciples were a little confused by the idea. And so in our gospel passage this week, Jesus is trying to help his disciples to understand something of what he's trying to do. Our passage comes just after Jesus has entered into Jerusalem for the Passover festival, to waving palm branches and shouts of Hosanna. And there's something about this moment that the gospel writer recalls Jesus realizing that the hour has come for God to be glorified. The hour has come. It's a strong opening statement from Jesus. And in John's gospel, it's a real turning point in the narrative. We've heard a few times in earlier stories that the hour has not yet come for Jesus to show the world who he was. But we're in that moment now. And to explain what he means to his disciples and the crowd around him, Jesus uses an analogy. He says this, "Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." An agricultural metaphor that would have made some sense to those listening, but perhaps it also gave them pause. That may be all well and good for wheat, but surely not Jesus. It's through this upside-down truth that Jesus sees his purpose in this passage. It is only through the giving up of life, his life, that the door is opened to eternal life for all. As Bishop Tom Wright often speaks about, it is through the death of Jesus that the kingdom of God is inaugurated. An upside-down kingdom where death brings new life and brings it abundantly. In the gospel reading, Jesus then doubles down on his meaning, and he doesn't make it easier. He says, "Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life." I'll tell you what, I feel seen. I feel so challenged by this phrase. And although there is something very particular about the role that Jesus plays in this story of salvation, He is also inviting his disciples, inviting us to follow him along this path. He goes on to say, "Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also." If we are to really follow Jesus in this upside down way, then we must be willing to sacrifice what we so often hold tightly to in our own lives, sacrificing for the higher values of God's kingdom. And it's this willingness to let go that often leads us to surprising opportunities of new life and freedom. We see it in our lives, don't we? The rhythm of actual births and deaths, of course, but also that deeper sense of death and new life in our relationships or our vocational choices, our own suffering and pain that shows us what we really value. It's all part of this inbreaking of God's upside down kingdom. We live it in our Christian faith too, don't we? Through the sacrament of baptism. From even the earliest Christians, this symbol of dying with Christ has always been the only way to new life, memorialized in the ritual symbolic action of going into the water, into death. Now, this week's gospel is so rich with meaning that we could spend hours on each sentence, so I'll just focus on one other point that struck me in my reading. When Jesus is explaining all of this, he allows himself a moment of pause to really let the gravity of the situation sink in. He doesn't confidently breeze past the reality of what this dying and rising means. Jesus says this, "Now my soul is troubled." For Jesus to be so deeply moved that his soul is troubled, I believe, draws us even closer to the heart of God, because it's so real. When we're faced with the feeling that our hour has come, that something must change in our lives, something that can never be the same again, feeling troubled is a very appropriate response. So in the same passage that shows Jesus so sure of his purpose, of his role in what is to come, John is also willing to show the fully human nature of Jesus, whose natural instinct is to avoid the potential for pain and loss. Again, a very appropriate response. But Jesus knows, as is often the case in our own lives, that the hardest things cannot be avoided. You can't go around them. You have to go through them. All throughout the Gospel of John, we see the narration of the author coming through, reminding us of who they say Jesus is, encouraging all those who read or hear the message to follow Jesus. It is clear that the author of John believes that Jesus is alive and Jesus can change your life. Turn it upside down, in fact. We too are asked to make a choice about who Jesus is for us. We are challenged today and every day to choose the upside down path, preferring to follow Christ than anything else in our world, preferring to change the way we live our lives in order to bear fruit in our families, our workplaces, in our communities. And so, as we spend our last week of Lent before walking into the depths of Holy Week with Jesus, let's take some time to reflect on the upside down spaces in our own lives, where perhaps we need to open ourselves up to finding life on the other side of death.
You have been listening to Australian Women Preach, brought to you by WATAC, Women and the Australian Church, and The Grail in Australia. You can find out more about WATAC at watac.net.au and The Grail at grailaustralia.org.au. The music in this podcast is from the song Truth, from the album Into Silence, by songwriter, musician, theologian and teacher Danielle Ann Lynch. You can hear the full version on Spotify.